President Trump issued a posthumous pardon to suffragist Susan B. Anthony today. In 1872, she was convicted of a felony, attempting to vote. Today's pardon comes on the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. But in Rochester, New York, where Anthony lived and worked for most of her life, the move is getting a negative reaction among some, as NPR's Liz Baker reports.
Christopher Ross and his wife are out for a walk in Mount Hope Cemetery with their 7-year-old daughter, making a stop at Susan B. Anthony's headstone.
I thought he'd take her out and show her the gravesite. We know a lot of people come here on election day to leave their stickers and so forth.
Ross says they're educating their daughter about Susan B. Anthony, but as for today's pardon...
We haven't spoken about that yet. We're not huge Trump fans, and feels a bit of pandering around the election, so I would prefer to keep her history separate from any connection to him and his politics and the reason why he's doing what he's doing.
What an opportunist. I mean, if he thinks he's going to get more women voters, I highly doubt it.
Gwendolyn Warren is in town for a family funeral in the same cemetery and came over to pay her respects on the centennial.
I think it's the idea itself of a pardon is wonderful, but coming from him just doesn't cut it for me.
Among those who might also be angry about the pardon, Susan B. Anthony herself. During her lifetime, she never wanted a pardon. She refused to pay 1 cent of the $100 fine she was issued and used her arrest and trial to gain publicity for the movement.
She didn't think she did anything wrong, so why should she be pardoned? I think that President Trump misunderstands where Susan B. Anthony was coming from and what her stance was.
Linda LaPata is director of interpretation at the Susan B. Anthony Museum. If Susan B. Anthony were alive today, LaPata speculates, she'd probably be on Twitter, using her pardon to get women out to vote in November. Liz Baker, NPR News, Rochester, New York.
As the conventions go virtual, Morning Edition is sitting down with voters to hear what keeps them up at night and how that might influence their vote in November. That story and more tomorrow on Morning Edition.